Welcome back to UA. So today we are going to be talking about Mortal Kombat, both the 1995 and the 2021. So it is Movie Mondays, and here we go. Woo!
Okay, before we start, just wanted to apologize. We had got our second dose of the COVID vaccine, so it kind of kicked our asses a little bit there. But we're back. We decided to take a week off just to recuperate and start all over on Monday. And we also decided that we're going to do Freeform Fridays every other Friday, just to give us a chance to keep on track with editing all these episodes. All right, so here we go.
So we're going to be talking about the 1995 Mortal Kombat and the sequel, Mortal Kombat Annihilation. So for the first one, what I thought worked was the people that they picked out to play the characters. Unfortunately, the lady who played Sonya Blade, she didn't come back for the second one because she took a role in playing Sarah Michelle Gellar's sister in I Know What You Did Last Summer. And I feel like that was probably a bad move on her end. Maybe it worked with her schedule then, but I don't know. But that was something that bothered me just because they brought somebody else in and it just didn't work at all. And plus, I think we can all agree that Mortal Kombat Annihilation was ass. It wasn't as good as I thought it would be. Johnny Cage died in that one. And I feel like that just... I think that's probably what everyone was like, you know what? Fuck this movie.
I don't know. I feel like it worked because you don't get the feeling that Johnny Cage in that movie is like the main character. Like, yeah, you see him develop as a person when he's fighting, but because in the end, you're just only there to watch, like, Liu Kang get revenge on his brother because Shang Tsung killed him. And Mortal Kombat did capture the whole fighting tournament that the game is based on. And it did implement most of the story from, like, all the characters. You could see Sub-Zero and Scorpion, which apparently they worked together in that movie. But in the video games, you notice that they're more like a rival. Like, they fight each other because they're opposing clans when they were living. And the special effects was done pretty good in that one because they relied more on, like, practical effects. You got with, like, Goro. Goro was, like, an animatronic, which really helped, like, give the actors more of, like, they're kind of feel. And you can also see that in, like, Scorpion, where he rips off his face, or Johnny Cage slices him with the little hat. That was a good part too, because that was like probably just like a dummy or something that's supposed to look like Scorpion. And in Annihilation, you do see more of the CGI special effects instead of just practical, like with the reptile's character, how he just comes out of nowhere and he just fuses into that statue. That was CGI, which you could tell it was pretty bad, but it was still good, especially with the centaur fighter and Liu Kang's animality and Shao Kahn's animality. They both look kind of bad because they didn't do it very well with the whole transitions from the actual actor to the monster, because you can see it in Shao Kahn's character where his head kind of just forms weirdly and it just splits, and it didn't look very good.
So yeah, I kind of agree with you on that one. What sucks, well, I wouldn't say it sucks. They're all viewed as, like, crucial characters to the movie. So it's not focused on only Liu Kang. It's, like, focused on the people around him. Like, Raiden, you got Sonya Blade, as you said, Scorpion and Sub-Zero and Johnny Cage. Johnny Cage was, like, he had that, like, comedy kind of thing. But it wasn't like, oh, I'm only the funny character kind of thing. And I feel like that's probably what they're going to do for this one, which I really hope not. But if they do, whatever. I really liked the movie. I'm pretty sure that it got 44 on Rotten Tomatoes, and Annihilation got 2%. So it dropped very, very fast. But I liked how they used mostly practical effects in this one, because if you have practical effects, you can literally do anything. The world is literally your oyster. And as well with CGI, like, that could help make the practical effects look even more better. But practical effects give you that, as Aeson said, that feel of it's like it's actually there, so you can interact with it, you can know what you're actually doing, it feels like you're actually with the character or with the creature. Doesn't matter.
Now we're just going to move on to comparing Mortal Kombat, the old one, to the new one that we just recently saw. And I'm really glad that we finally got to see it, because it really brought back, you know, those, like, childhood feelings of, like, being excited, because it's something you know and you've enjoyed in your childhood, that it's just really cool to see them finally be on the screen again.
Yeah, when we went to go watch this one, you know how they put out the first 7 minutes already? So, like, when you get there, you know what's going to happen in the first 7 minutes. But it was still really cool to watch, especially all the fight scenes, because it looks like everyone's just flowing together with it, which is awesome. For this movie, I thought it was really good, actually. I can't say it was okay, but it was really good. What sucks is that Liu Kang is more of a side character. He's not really focused on as much, especially with Kung Lao. If you guys know who Kung Lao is, you're going to understand that you're going to fucking cry. You're going to want to cry, man. But this first movie is mostly centered around Sub-Zero and Scorpion, and somewhat of Cole Young. I feel like he's just there as a crutch to get Scorpion introduced into the movie. He was introduced very late into the movie, actually. I don't hate it, but I wanted to see more of him. But it makes a lot of hints, and it, like, jabs at people who, like, spam the controller and just only make one move. There's this one scene where he's like, Kano's like, is that the only move you know? And then he jumps up to think that Liu Kang's gonna do the little sweep the feet thing, and then he doesn't. And then when Kano lands, then Liu Kang does it. And he's like, what the hell? So I thought that was really cool. And the lady who played Sonya Blade, at first, I didn't really think that she could, you know, do the character any justice. But then after a while, I was like, nah, I can see it.
Yeah, the movie does definitely give off that, like, video game style kind of feel. You can see with the actors that are the characters, each character has, like, the symbol, the birthmark of, like, the dragon for the tournament. And it's cool because once somebody kills a person with that mark, they ended up getting that mark transferred to them, which gives you that feel of, like, of the player choosing any character around it. And the way they explain their, like, special moves, it's sort of like Arcana, which is kind of a weird concept, but it does work well, because Kano, he ends up finding that he can shoot a laser because they just piss him off, which I like because it was funny. It was like a comedy kind of take on his character. And with Cole Young, apparently, like, he's made up, but his power is what the little shield thing was. It was similar to Black Panther's suit, where it absorbs kinetic energy and then redirects it somewhere else. His character, I know it was made up, but it was still pretty well thought out. And with Jax, I know in the game he has cybernetic enhancements most of the time, but with this one, they just attach some stuff to his arm. But it's kind of cool that his Arcana is kind of sort of associated to those limbs. Once he figures out how to activate it, it just transforms his arms, which is pretty cool because it gives off that video game kind of feel where he can transform anything out of his hand, looks like it, and then he beats them up. And he does his finishing move where he just smashes someone's head. That was pretty cool because of all those fatalities that they decided to put into it. Really just made it exciting to just watch all that gore and stuff.
It's really cool that they had Cole Young as the main character for this one, I guess. But again, I think maybe it should have been somebody else. Like, Cole Young's cool. I think his character was pretty cool. But to introduce a character that's only there to drive the story and, like, push it a bit was kind of a waste of potential, and I think that's probably why it only sits at 55% on Rotten Tomatoes. Because why introduce Cole Young and then have Liu Kang as just another character? Like, in the games, Liu Kang is one of the most important characters, especially in every single game. Like, in every single game, you see Liu Kang. He's always driving the story. I don't know. It was just, it felt weird to just have Kung Lao and Liu Kang just there with Raiden and not even, like, focus on him, but only Cole Young. So I think that's where the movie kind of fell off.
I kind of think the opposite, because in video games, you know what the story is. So they kind of just did a different take on it. They brought in another character they made up that is well thought out, that he lives within the whole mythos of Mortal Kombat. He's related to Scorpion. He's a descendant. And it does well. And his character grows from when he the beginning of the movie until the end of the movie. And I really think Cole Young should be, like, in the future, probably added on to the video game, because his whole power is actually pretty good.
I'm not saying that it doesn't work well. I'm just saying, like, they should have treated him as more of a character. Like, they should have had that feel where it was, like, just a group of characters, and they were the main characters kind of thing. Because Sonya Blade's only there to help out him. Jax was only there to help out him. And then Liu Kang was there to help out him again. And then Kung Lao, rest his soul, was there to just help out him and have him discover his Arcana. Yeah, that. And I don't know. I just thought it was like a waste of potential. Like, this movie should have been better, but it was great. If that makes sense. So it was like, I'd say 7.5 out of 10. Like, if you enjoyed the games, again, fuck Chronica. Anyways, if you enjoy the games, you're gonna love this movie regardless, because you're seeing all these characters that you're already familiar with. You're gonna see all these things that they hint at, like selecting your character, or what me and Asen would say, Sub-Zero's fake out move, where he makes that ice sculpture version of him and then backs up real quick so you attack that ice sculpture and not him. So that was really cool. I really wish that there was just more there, if that makes sense.
No, I definitely agree, because you see all the fight scenes, they're really just, they go straight through it. They don't give you that feel of like they are fighting them, because they only give them like the last moments when they finally defeat the character and then kill them. And it just, I feel like that part was rushed. And then another thing, I hate what they did with Reptile. Even if that is Reptile, but in the movie there's this lizard monster that comes to attack the group, Sonya Blade, Kano, and Cole Young. And I'm just very sad that if that is Reptile, that they did him wrong in that one, okay? They completely wasted his character.
I gotta say that with Melina too. Melina, if you guys are familiar with the game, she's a very crucial character that, not Sonya Blade, Katana fights, and almost every other character fights, like Liu Kang fights her. I feel like there should have been more there with her character, especially because she's Shao Kahn's daughter. And then also, another thing with Shao Kahn is you don't see him at all. Hopefully he's in the second one, but somehow his daughter's there? Like, what? Nobody's going to know who she is, especially if they don't play the game. They're just going to be like, okay, there's like a giant sculpture of this guy, and then there's her. Like, come on. And there's no backstory on anybody else except for Cole Young. You don't even see anything about Sub-Zero. It's just Cole Young and Scorpion. What the hell?
Yeah, it's kind of weird that they don't explain everybody's backstory. But you know, like, they hint at the end of the movie that Shang Tsung might bring them back, because you know Shang Tsung is a necromancer wizard who deals with souls and stuff. So there's a potential that they'll bring back the characters and then they'll fight again. But hopefully they do bring back Melina so they can explain more about her. And I liked that they didn't choose like the main characters for the last movie, because like with Annihilation, you see Cyrax and Borax come in, and then they're fighting Jax and Sonya Blade, but it doesn't explain like who these characters are beyond just the fighters that are opposing Earthrealm. And they may in the future hopefully bring in Shao Kahn, and hopefully they don't do a horrible job at casting him, because I mean, in the last one, it was okay. It was like weird guy. I don't know his name, but it just didn't feel like the right choice at the time. And even with Raiden, I love that they casted an Asian American person to play Raiden instead of some white guy with blonde, like white hair. It was really nice to see that as well.
I gotta say, I agree with that one. I was actually very surprised to see that Raiden was an Asian American man, which was awesome. I thought it worked really well. And then the character that played Liu Kang, the actor that played Liu Kang, was also a perfect fit. And I hope that we see more of him in the sequel.
Unlike Kung Lao.
Oh, God. Wait, no. Kung Lao only got his soul taken.
True.
So there might be some potential for him to come back. But I can't say that I know all the answers because I don't. Again, I played the Mortal Kombat 11, maybe 14 to 15 times until I actually beat Kronika. So, yeah.
Speaking of a potential sequel, who do you think, or who would you like to see come into the movie if there is a sequel?
I would probably have to say, hopefully, Katana. She's also a really good character. She's also one of the main characters. But if they do that, I hope they bring in Jade. Maybe Sindel, and Ermac, and Noob. I think those are mine.
Okay, so I only got two. Kenshi, which is the guy who wears a blindfold. I think he's blind, but he's really good to play with on like the old Mortal Kombat ones. And then Quan Chi, he's like a sorcerer, necromancer. He was pretty cool in the old video games too, and he plays like an antagonist in some of the Mortal Kombat series games. So hopefully those come through, but we'll see if there is a next one.
If you love Mortal Kombat as a game or as the movies, you should definitely check out this one. Yes, there was some things I didn't like and some things I did like, but overall it was a very good film to watch. I'd say probably 8.5 out of 10. What about you, Ace?
I'll go with the same thing as you, 8.5, 10. Because, I mean, there are points where the movie seems like it's just centered around Scorpion and Sub-Zero. And then there's some moments that just doesn't make sense to be in there. But it's still a good movie to watch. But that's it for all we have right now. If you guys enjoyed this, just leave a review or something. Let us know how we're doing. You can follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter now, along with a blog that we've just started. For that one, it's understandablyawkward.wordpress.com. And if you want to find any of our past episodes, you can go on Anchor.fm or anchor.fm/weareuapodcast. There you can find links to like other major podcast streaming sites. But we hope that you enjoyed this and hope you guys keep listening. We'll see you in the next episode.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.